Good morning. Today is Friday, October the 21st. Joining us this morning is Arcata City Manager and successful marriage performer.
Yes, we do have another.
All right, Karen Deemer.
Couple in the family.
Good, good. You didn't forget your lines or anything like
memory.
That. Well, it was just last time. It's not like
true.
It's that long memory.
That's true.
And you're wearing black. What's that about?
Casual Friday.
Oh. Okay. Well, it's kind of like formal Friday if you're wearing black, right? Oh, you found a quote there?
Since you it is the election
purloined
season.
The book,
yes. And we have a quote from Plato this morning. The penalty that good men pay for not being interested in politics is to be governed by men worse than themselves.
Ooh.
You need to write on it, probably.
Yeah, well,
you might
now
need to
now
read that one again this
now month. That you close the book, I don't. Yeah, it's faded off into the memory.
Yes.
So, some of the different challenges that are out there were a couple weeks away. Did the rains of the last couple of days do any damage or significant surprises?
Nothing significant. We had areas of isolated flooding. We had sort of an unfortunate, we had a complex that put in a bunch of new landscaping, and the rains came up, and all of the fresh new wood chips
flowed
straight into the drain inlet and clogged it, and, you know, within 20 minutes, the road was the worst flooding that we had, really, was the cause of that. And they thought, we just cleaned out this inlet, what happened? And when they got the backhoe
self-induced?
Well, no, it was just, you know, it was somebody else who had done
landscaping. Oh, it wasn't city landscaping.
It wasn't city landscaping.
I thought that would have been just perfect.
No, and the landscaper wouldn't have thought that that was going to be the result either. So, but they were digging out this book, and they're like, landscaping wood chips, and then realized what had happened. But really amazing. In Arcata, we got close to 6 inches, you know, over that about four-day period. And our crews had been out ahead of time, obviously, clearing drains, et cetera, and getting things ready. But the first rain of the season is always the easiest to absorb. And clearly, with, you know, the dry conditions that we had, we did very well.
And it also points out, oh, I forgot that one.
Yes.
The gutter clean out.
Yeah, we're reminded of a few of those, too. And it's a challenge. You know, we're working on managing what we call stormwater. And so that's pollution that comes from roads and cars and our activities that move into the waterways. So we look at trying to filter that. So in all of these old storm drains that carry this water, we do try to put inlet filters. So something that would filter and catch all the cigarette butts and catch all the trash before it moves into the waterways and out to the bay.
So pretty much litter.
Right. Yeah, and you know, whether it's little bits of metal or petroleum that leak from cars, you know, all of that type of material hopefully gets caught in these filter fabrics. But the filter fabrics then also clog. And can create flooding. So it's that balance this time of year between what we start to remove and what we clean out and keep things moving. But it was a good storm. And, you know, we had areas that power was out, but for the most part, PG&E really did a good job getting people backing up with power for this first storm.
Yeah, it was surprising. It wasn't cataclysmic.
No, it wasn't.
It was just kind of nice and easy. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
You've never heard us before, because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning. KINS News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Karen Deemer. So we had a little bit of preparation going into the rains. Is there any of the construction projects not get completed or that are still looking to be finished before the real deal shows?
We have suspended all construction for the winter. So, yeah, we had one project that, you know, we had anticipated either getting halfway done or getting all the way done, and we made it to the halfway point before we went into winterization. And that was to create double and triplicate spillways on what's called Jolly Giant Dam. So it's up in the forest, part of the city's historic water system. Many years ago, had a dam that control released water for the city's water system. That dam was still in regulation, and so we had to do a lot to keep up the regulation associated with that, and wanted to get the dam itself out of dam regulation because we're no longer using it as part of our water system and haven't for over 50 years. So in order to do that...
So why keep it?
Exactly. So why keep it?
Just kind of knock it out. I mean, you know, probably wouldn't have the farmers protesting, and you won't have to... Oh, boy, you just... Idea just triggered.
He's writing notes.
Okay, I've got the rest of the topics now lined up for the show.
Okay, good. So Dam Safety came out and came up with a design to create two additional spillways. So one kind of right through the center of the levee and then one around the top. So we got the critical one through the levee completed and the levee rebuilt at that point. Or it's at this point, you know, a recreational trail through our forest and a major road through our forest. And then we'll do the top kind of shotcrete around the trail itself in the spring. But other than that, all of our projects got completed before the rains came. And we are in the process of getting bids out for next year's work. We just opened bids 2 days ago on the Humboldt Bay Trail North. So that is the section of trail, the rail with trail that goes from Bray Cut to Samoa Boulevard and Arcata. And got 5 bids on that project. And so we're just moving through the details of those bids right now for 2017 work.
Somebody, who was, Estelle, when she was on day before yesterday, I don't know if it was during the show or after the show, said that the homeless, the vagabond homeless folks, tend to use railroad beds.
The tracks themselves,
you know, it's kind of flat. It's relatively level that they're using those as encampments, particularly in southern Humboldt. Are you running into that in some of the areas that aren't being maintained in the alders and the scrub brush and all that kind of stuff is kind of growing up around?
We still do. We have a couple of areas of railroad track or railroad area. Where the tracks go into sort of undeveloped lands, and the tracks then are used as the pathway to go to and from those lands in Arcata. But we have ended up maintaining the North Coast Rail Authority's lines through Arcata pretty extensively for at least the past 10 years. I did see a lot of tents right before you get to the bridge coming into Eureka, or just north of Target.
That would be in the city of Eureka.
I think it could be in the unincorporated areas. I don't know where the city limit starts there, but
Jacobs
it's
Avenue,
north of
Harper.
Well, on the west side, north of the bridges. On the west side. Where they, you know, on the bay side.
Isn't that the north?
North, west.
Okay. Beyond Target, towards the water.
Yes.
Okay.
Towards Arcata, towards the water.
Oh, boy. Have you seen any migration or any, I know we have the normal seasonal fluctuation of agricultural tourists this time of the year.
And we've seen a big fluctuation in numbers of that. I mean, surprisingly, I've spent quite a bit of time on the plaza in the last 3 weeks. And again, when we get into the season, we have a number of languages spoken. A lot of European, Argentinian.
Oh, I thought sober and non-sober were your two languages there.
No.
No? Okay.
Even more complicated
speaking
than that.
Speaking in tongues. Yeah, blah, 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 yeah, okay. No. So do you guys talk to these folks?
A lot of us do, yeah.
What's the story? Quick kill with for money kind of thing?
Traveling, coming over, hearing that there's jobs, making a little bit of money to keep their traveling going. I mean, that's the story that they share with us. They're young. They're in between.
Kind of like the ski bum thing?
Yeah.
Just, you know,
a
lifestyle.
A good number of them. And so when I talk to local folks, you know, I say really take some time if they call to complain about, you know, what's happening with, you know, people camping on the plaza or hanging out on the plaza. And I said, you know, take some time to even approach and say hello or talk to them. What you'll find is a lot of them really are from out of the area. They are young travelers. Yes, they are looking for jobs. They share with me, you know, in the industry here. But they also have some interesting stories of their travels, and they are moving through.
So it's similar to what Willow Creek is getting hammered with.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Not to the same magnitude, I would suspect.
No,
20%
really
of the population.
Yeah, we're a much bigger community. Yeah. So, and I think Arcata tends to be a stopover point for either heading north up into Oregon or, you know, trying to get east into somewhere in the kind of mountain areas of cultivation.
You know, a couple good rains from now, we probably don't have to worry too much about the harvest season either. That'll be all taken care of.
I would imagine the outdoor anyway, yeah.
You're breathing sighs of, I hope so, relief.
Yeah, I didn't expect that we'd see as, you know, sort of as large of a traveling group this year, but the last month we really have seen an influx.
Triggered by legalization and the discussion of it, or just...
Last year, the stories, and this is just anecdotal stories that, you know, I heard from talking to people that were coming in, hanging on the plaza for a few days. They were moving up, working their way to Oregon because legalization happened July 1st last year in Oregon.
So it was that way. It's 8:30.
What do we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer. Talk Shop presented by REDEC and by CDH Painting. Karen, one of the things I guess it was triggered from the questions that I had got at the conference in Buffalo I was at earlier this week. They were talking about marijuana and the environmental impacts and things of that nature, and it helped galvanize for me the thought you were here during the listing for the spotted owl and for the coho, mm-hmm. and all the concerns about the woods and all the concerns about rivers and flows and temperatures and. Mm-hmm. So now that we've got all these illegal pulls going out with water, and we got furry water going on, and the temperature's too high, and in a normal year we're experiencing severe drought-like conditions if you just were walking along the riverbed. Where is the environmental outrage and the protests associated with the illegal marijuana grows that are going on and the water being pulled out to support those that there were when it was loggers?
Well, I think the protests have been in the regulating agency boardrooms. You know, I think that they have gone before Fish and Game, and they've gone before the Regional Water Quality Control Board to, in terms of the environmental groups, to say we need regulation and action from your agencies. And those agencies have responded. I mean, I think it is why we have seen the push towards permitting and the push towards review, is that the Regional Board and Cal State Fish and Wildlife started to do heavy enforcement. We saw legislation passed that allowed law enforcement to pull over vehicles in rural areas in Humboldt County and Trinity County if you were transporting large quantities of, you know, road and culvert material, because we saw a lot of illegal roads, and then obviously drainage pumps up and culverts down. So we saw a response. We haven't seen the protest in the street response, but we've certainly seen a response to the regulators to encourage enforcement, and I think we then saw them respond to that.
You've officially been here now long enough. You just nailed two of my questions. All right. Experience does count for something.
Yeah,
well, it really struck me because it was so overt and so all over the place when it was against private business. But now that it's something different than private business, it has taken a whole different form. And I don't think we protest less. It seems like we got all kinds of desire to do that. But this particular area just hasn't surfaced.
Well, I think this particular area is also very spread out, and it's not one, two, four, or five corporate entities or large landowners. You know, it is this myriad.
And they're not driving
thousands.
Delivery trucks.
Right,
like the logging
right.
trucks were.
Yeah, and they don't have a single point of contact. It's just not as so you're protesting sort of the general environmental degradation, but it doesn't have that personal touch of this particular company, this particular landowner. But internal, I think, to the industry also, it's not protest, but there is a lot of pressure on folks to start to clean up internally too.
What kind of
hopeful? That's my hopeful side.
Have you talked much with the county folks since they started coming in with their land permit fee structure?
A little bit, yeah. But a lot of their process also hinges on the Regional Water Board and Cal Fish and Wildlife to go out and approve those sites for the water systems and for the environmental practices.
Oh, so they have to go on site?
Mm-hmm. To review and get the certificate, the sign off.
That's got to be interesting, the first couple trips into the neighborhood
yeah.
and what the neighbors think.
Well, these are the regulatory agencies that are used to going out unwelcome. So I think at some point, at least if they're invited to come
out. So they still have their Kevlar vest.
Yeah.
It's just they have an escort now.
They just go with their hand first.
Yeah.
It's a small step. I mean, you're right. It is complicated, and it's been hugely damaging to our watersheds.
And this isn't for the big tidal wave. This is the first small little one.
Well,
with the legalization of
maybe.
Recreational.
I mean, I would hope to see that we've seen the big tidal wave of the environmental damage.
Just the number of grows. When it goes from just medicinal to anybody, anywhere kind of thing within certain parameters, there's going to be a lot more production going on.
I think there will be a lot more production. The hope is it'll come out from the real depth of the hills and move into larger single units that don't have that spread effect of damage everywhere.
Then we can talk about air quality. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Karen Deemer.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Karen Deemer. Karen, the challenge, the situation that we have now with the drug culture and the legalization and all that, that seems to be on the doorstep here pretty soon. You guys have got the zoning and the building and some of the attempts to manage or corral it rather than grow houses, take it out of that.
Right.
Are people lining up? Are you seeing some early signs of desire? Is it working, I guess, would be the question?
Yeah, it's getting off the ground. I think we've officially issued three permits. We have one extractor who's up and running as sort of our first manufacturing permit. And the idea is Arcata's looking at that manufacturing niche. We're not a big cultivation area. They can cultivate some on site.
Not now that you cut PG&E off of the knees.
Only in the residential sector. We have, there's no penalty for any kind of electricity
why hasn't,
use.
Why hasn't the county adopted the same approach? Any idea?
They looked at it, and there certainly could have been some revenue gained. For a period of time, I think the concern was in an area like McKinleyville, it works really well in that urbanized setting. Like in Arcata, it works really well in that urbanized setting. In the rural areas throughout the county, where stealing power is easier than to do it in the cities, and to operate under diesel power is easier than in the county, in the outlying county areas, you can't be running generators if you're in an urbanized area like Arcata. So they were working through a couple of those hurdles, and then I think just the wave of talking about legalization, talking about permitting for medical marijuana, and just trying to change the whole discussion to that level at the county. They needed to decide where to focus their time. That was the conversation that I had with the County Board of Supervisors Right after Arcata passed their measure, you know, we were invited to come, Councilmember Winkler and I, and talk about what that would look like for the county. They pulled data from PG&E to see what that would look like for the county. And at that time, it could be different today, at that time it seemed like too much effort for what they were probably going to receive in benefit, except maybe in a community like McKinleyville. And I don't know what it looks like there. I mean, it was dramatic in Arcata when we went from, you know, roughly 1,100, 1,200 homes and we're down to 65 with, you know, really doing no work on our side other than passing a ballot measure from the voters.
And it wasn't a financial, it was a cultural gain.
Yeah, I mean, it's a slow financial gain. We did pay off the cost of it, which was expensive, and we're still getting about $25,000 a month, which for a town like us is significant.
So it's $300,000 a year you're realizing?
Yeah.
Well, let me
Let me erase
what I just said. Yeah. that's goofy. I mean, if you just take that and multiply it by 10, mm-hmm. $3 million a year, that would be general fund dollars.
Oh, for the county?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to. I can't. I mean, it was several couple of years ago that we looked
that
at those numbers.
That seems a little short-sighted
so
then.
I don't know if their numbers were that high. I mean, really looking
Knock
at what
half.
Their meters were. Yeah.
Only a million and a half.
Right.
how many cops is that? Or, you know, talking about not having enough road materials for the
With
roads.
Prop 64 on the ballot, I have heard from some communities recently about trying to tier as they look at their regulation to look at an excessive electricity use tax again in some of our communities here in Humboldt County. So, I mean, again, the real intention was to not have housing stock turned into, you know, what we used to consider the grow house culture, where there was maybe one bedroom or no bedrooms in a home being used for residential purposes.
But it really hasn't freed up housing stock.
It has. I mean, we've freed up an enormous amount of housing
stock. It has,
stock
but has it resulted in available housing?
Yeah, which of course fills quickly in Arcata with our large student population. But absolutely.
I'm focusing on the results here, not the process. Thank you very much. Jeez.
Now I'm getting things thrown at me.
That's
here in the studio this morning.
Good thing they're Nerf related.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Well, we definitely freed up housing stock in Arcata.
Good deal. Thanks for coming by, Karen. We've been Talking Shop with Karen Deemer. Join us Monday morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow morning.